This is for the program launch related to Chris Atwood. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex Lloyd, and I want to welcome you to a hands-on workshop related to my new book, The Memory Code. I'm a New York Times best-selling author, but in my opinion, this is the best thing I've ever written. For 100 years in the field of psychology, the holy grail has been memories. It started with Freud. I'm no big Freud fan, but he knew it was all about the memories. And ever since, we've been trying to figure out ways to re-engineer memories that have anger in them, unforgiveness, low self-worth, bad habits, etc. And this is it. It took me 30 years to discover this, 6 years to test the process and write the book. My publisher tells me this is the first published process in the history of the world on how to re-engineer your memories at home and your pajamas. So I'm thrilled to death that we're finally here. I'm going to lay a little groundwork and then give you a practical exercise you can do to start changing your memories at home. I'm not going to give you all of what's in the book. I would recommend you get the book. One of the processes, you really need to read it with the illustrations and all that, but I'm going to give you a process you can use to start to change your memories. And I'm about to tell you why you need to do that. All right? So, welcome. My friend, Dr. Kellen Leaf, wrote a best-selling book called Who Switched Off My Brain? We have 11 macro systems like our cardio system, our gastrointestinal system, neurological system, etc., and about 350 micro systems within and under those 11, all of which are designed for positive experience and outcome only. We do not have one mechanism in us for the negative. So if you're experiencing a continual negative, it is always a malfunction. And by the way, most people are experiencing a continual negative. All right. I did this a number of years ago with my oldest son. He's the one that kind of, he did the filming and made sure it was done right. I got a dozen roses, gave 10 of them to my wife because I loved her so much and because I wanted to do this experiment. And I picked the two that were the most alike. The florist said they were by the same grower, picked on the same day, and they were the most alike of the 12. So they're not identical, but they're close. So I cut them off at the stem, and put them in a glass of clean water. Okay? I took one of the glasses, and for 60 seconds, I thought about the most painful negative memory of my life and really tried to be back there again like it was happening right now and re-experience it, okay? I took the other glass and held it in my hand and for 60 seconds thought about the happiest, most wonderful, loving memory of my life, okay? All right. And then I put the glasses down and never touched them again. 49 hours later, the negative memory rose on the right, positive memory on the left. 7 days later, negative memory on the left, positive memory on the right. I've never seen another rose like this. It was all slimy on the outside, as you can see, sticky, and you got goop on your hands. First time I showed this in public, someone yelled out from the crowd, "The one on the left looks like it has cancer." And it did. It has big black splotches all over it. I've never seen another rose like that. This one looked better than any of the 10 that I gave my wife that she put flour food in that makes them last longer. This one had no flour food and looked better than any of the 10 with flour food. So what's the point? The point is, ladies and gentlemen, 60 seconds did this. When's the last day that you have not thought or felt something negative for at least 60 seconds? For most people, the answer is never. I've never had that happen, okay? You know what's amazing? What's amazing is not that we're losing a third of our healthy lifespan to stress. What's amazing is that we're healthy as long as we are, with as negative thoughts and emotions and all of that as most people have in their life, and as negative as a lot of us are internally, and I'll speak more to that in a minute. There are 7 deadly forces, and if any one of them happen, it can ruin your life. It can ruin your health. It can lead to cancer, diabetes, whatever. It can hold you back in your success in life or cause you to fail. It can destroy your relationships. It can take you from your best possible life to your worst life or just one that you're not real thrilled about. And in my experience over the last 35 years, pretty much every person has all 7 going on. Well, all you need is 1 to ruin your life. I'm going to show you how to fix them. Okay. The first one, psychological adaptation. You have an absolutely incredible mechanism built into you, and it's designed to make you okay in any possible situation in 6 months or less. Someone close to you dies, you get some health problem, there's some terrible accident, doesn't matter. If psychological adaptation is working correctly, it will make you okay in 6 months or less. And that doesn't mean, you know, trying hard with your willpower to be okay. That means effortless. The problem is, in most people, psychological adaptation is either shut down because of internal negative energy and stress, or it's sort of sputtering and not doing the job it's capable of. They did a study on paraplegics and lottery winners involving psychological adaptation. They took one group that had just won the lottery and become overnight multimillionaires. You know, quit their job, buy the house, buy the Corvette, that kind of thing. Took another group that had just been in a horrible accident and become paraplegics for life. They gave them all sorts of tests. How satisfied are you with your life? How hopeful are you about the future? Pulse rate, galvanic skin response, stress test, EEG, EKG, all kinds of stuff, okay? At the start of the study, both the lottery winners scored through the roof on the test. The paraplegic scored through the floor, which is exactly what anyone would guess. 6 months later, they give them all the tests again, and they have done nothing. There's been no intervention. Just 6 months have passed. And the tests now show there's no difference in the two groups. The paraplegics are just as happy, just as hopeful about their future, etc., as the lottery winners. Now, every time I tell about this study, me, Alex, I'm still, even though I know this and teach it and wrote about it, think that is just impossible. That is just, if I became a paraplegic, there's no way in 6 months I'd just be as happy as if I won $100 million. But I would be wrong. If my psychological adaptation is working and not turned off. I'm going to tell you how to turn yours on. All right? Belief perseverance. The Boston Globe, July 11, 2010, how facts backfire. What they found is that over millennia, our brain, nervous system, and mind has really devolved, not evolved, become more and more junked up to a place where if we are presented with credible, factual, conclusive evidence that a belief that we have had is wrong, here it comes, it makes us more likely to believe our old belief than to change it. And now we believe it even more in the face of contradicting conclusive evidence. It's unbelievable. One of the things they looked at was the lottery too. Why people play the lottery when they know that the odds of winning it are less than being struck by lightning. And so many people have gone bankrupt, have ruined their family, their health ends up going, I mean, all kinds of stuff in the trillion-dollar business of the lottery. And those same people would not do something where the odds were like getting struck by lightning in other areas of their life, okay? And in fact, they would think someone who did that was not very wise or even dumb or stupid, okay? But they do it in that one area of the lottery because they have belief, perseverance, that somehow it's going to work for me. And the way that happens is when they imagine being that multi-millionaire, the unconscious does not differentiate between what's real and imagined. So now you've got a memory of winning the lottery and all these imaginations of how that changed your life, you think, for the better. Well, you don't want to let that go, all right? You've already taken ownership of it. So to not win it, you would lose something huge and grieve and all that sort of thing. So to not do that, you keep spending your hard-earned money and maybe even destroy the lives of people that you love in the process. We can fix belief perseverance. And you may think, well, I don't do that about anything. Well, you may not do it about much, but I bet you $5 you've got an area or two in your life where you are doing it and you're kind of blind to the truth and the facts. Your experience simulator. This is involved with your prefrontal cortex. It's how you try something on before you buy it, okay? In other words, let me give you an example. My wife, let's say, is gone for the evening and it's dinner time and I'm hungry and there's nothing in the refrigerator and I don't feel like cooking and there's a big ball game about to come on. So I'm thinking, okay, I need to get something to eat. What sounds good? How do I get it quickly before the ball game starts? So pizza. I'll go to the grocery store, get my favorite frozen pizza, have it ready about the time the game starts. Perfect. All right. Well, I use my experience simulator to do that and kind of imagine the whole scenario real quick. Going, getting it, coming back, heating it up, and finally in front of the TV. The problem is that may not happen. So let's say instead of that, I go to my car and it won't start. So what's my reaction probably? Why now? What? Oh, shoot. So I get the jumper cables, start it up. Okay, here we go. Go out my driveway, and there is just traffic everywhere. Just stand still. Bumper-to-bumper traffic everywhere in a time and place where there shouldn't be any traffic. What's my reaction, probably? So then I go, finally get to the store. Right before I get there, it starts pouring down rain. I'm not dressed for rain. Can't find a parking place close to the front of the grocery store. Step in a big puddle and get drenched on the way in. Get in there. They don't have my brand of pizza. And you get the idea. Okay? Well, the problem is, your experience simulator lies all the time based on the latest research. I'm going to show you how to fix it so you can use your experience simulator to make the best decision instead of it really tricking you into making a bad decision. All right? Okay. Okay, availability bias, another mechanism you have working in you. And availability bias is a fascinating thing. It causes us to, in almost all situations, lean to the negative instead of the positive and take things out of context. Okay, I'll give you an example. Let's say someone's watching the news and they're happy, healthy, everything's good, they're safe, no big problems, ready to enjoy an evening. They're watching the news, and they come on with this news break, okay? And there's been some robbery at a house 60 miles away, okay? Well, in a lot of people, all of a sudden, they're a little bit worried about getting robbed. Okay, and this is just one example. This can happen in all different areas of life, not just something like that. But when there's no factual reason, no logical reason for them to be more afraid than they were 5 minutes ago that they're going to be robbed. They're 50, 60 miles away. This happened at one place. Things like that happen all over the world all the time, and they don't go around worried about it. But now they're worried about it, or at least a little bit, or maybe even just unconsciously, all right? It's so important to believe the truth and to even lean to the positive instead of the negative because of how our brain and nervous system works. When we lean to the positive, positive hormones, thoughts, emotions, feelings tend to be what we experience. When we lean to the negative, negative hormones, negative thoughts, emotions, and actions, etc. So we've got to fix availability bias. And by the way, that was from Social Psychology, November 8, 2006, Holding On to Discredited Beliefs. All right. Brain states. You have five brain states: delta, theta, alpha, beta, gamma. Okay? The only time that we live in delta, theta brain state is the first 6 to 8 years of life. Never again do you live in delta, theta, and everyone from birth to 6 or 8 does live in delta, theta. All right? Well, so what's the point? The point is, when you're in delta theta brain state, you don't have the ability to logic and reason. Okay? So if someone throws a football as a teenager and someone says, "Oh, you'll never be any good in football." No, I'm sorry. That's not true. Not as a teenager, but let's say as a five-year-old. They throw a football as a five-year-old, and someone says, "You'll never be any good at football throwing the ball like that." Even if it's a positive, even if it's a coach or loving teacher saying, "Okay, let me show you how to throw it the right way," okay, it doesn't matter. Now they have internal for life programming that I'm not going to be a good football player. Now that doesn't mean it's impossible for me to be a good football player. It means it just got harder. Because every time that comes up now, my unconscious mind activates that memory, and I've got to battle against that in order to throw the ball well, where before I didn't have to battle against that. Well, when you fix the memories related to brain states, you can now at 30, 40, 50, 60 not have to battle against those erroneous beliefs, memories, thoughts anymore. And you can be free to do your best with your relationships, with your career, with your health, happiness, everything in your life. Also, beta is a stress state. And most adults that I've worked with over the last 35 years are primarily in beta. We can show you pretty quickly how to get out of that into a more relaxed, harmonious, peaceful brain state, which means your achievement will be better, your emotions, thoughts, positive instead of negative, etc. The illusion of free will. This is unbelievable stuff to me, even though I've been teaching it for a while. Scientific American, August 8, 2016. What experts wish you knew about false memories. And what they wish you knew from the article is that it would be more factually accurate to call your memories illusions than it would to call them memories based on the dictionary definition of memories and illusions. Meaning, our memories are not just a recording of what happened. In fact, the latest study I've seen says that about 50%, 5-0, half of what we believe about ourselves and our lives is simply not true because of errors and lies and untruths in our memories. The Atlantic, June 2016. There's no such thing as free will. And the main thing this is based on, this National Geographic, this is a special edition. I have it in my office. It's called The Owner's Manual for the Brain, and this is unbelievable. What they found is that approximately 1 second before you make any significant decision, there's an electrical spike in your brain. Okay? So, took them years to track back. What is that electrical spike? What they found is the electrical spike is your unconscious mind mandating what your conscious choice, action, and decision will be. Mandating. Not asking. Commanding. Demanding. All right? These studies, it's one of the first things I've ever seen in my life, and I think it was the Atlantic No Such Thing as Free Will article and study, where the scientist who did the study after it was over literally had conversations with themselves about maybe for the good of humanity we should not release this information. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been reading scientific studies over 30 years, I've never heard of anything like that. Scientific investigators, that's their Super Bowl. That's how they get a raise. That's how they get written up in journals and stuff, is by doing a study and having a wonderful, conclusive outcome about something that we've never known before, that either increases our quality of life or our knowledge about the human condition so that we can, you know, live our best possible life. Well, they're talking about maybe for the good of humanity, we should bury this and never let anyone know it's true. The reason they gave for that is they could not see that there's any solution to it. And they were concerned the suicide rate would go up, people would become hopeless and helpless, thinking they're living their life just like a puppet on a string, not really having free will, not really having choice. And this is why all these things are wrong in my life, but yet I can't change them. No matter what I try, they don't change. Well, ladies and gentlemen, We found how to change this. All right? You can pull the lie out of those memories. Pull the untruth out with memory engineering. Okay? But this is a huge issue that almost no one I talk to, even other scientists, psychologists, or people in the self-help world, are aware of. In fact, their solution is usually try harder with your willpower, which virtually never works. There's about a 97% failure rate with that in psychology and self-help. The last one, relationships. If you ask people, okay, what's the most important thing in your life? Yes, they will answer, my children, my wife, my mother, my grandmother, my best friend. Yeah, that's how they'll answer. But then if you start analyzing them and asking them deeper questions about how they actually live their life, the time they give things, what they have the biggest negative and positive reactions from, etc., what I have found over 35 years is that the priority of relationships is usually way down on the list. And the way they're actually living, the priority is money, success, power, health, external circumstantial stuff. Okay? The problem with that is our brain is programmed. The hypothalamus scans all the time like a smartphone, searching for either a fear-based signal, a neutral signal, or a love-based signal. If it picks up a fear-based signal, and this is not from our environment, this is from internally, in our heart, in our unconscious, subconscious, and conscious mind, okay? If it picks up a fear-based signal, it pulls the stress switch, starts releasing cortisol, adrenaline, we go into fight or flight. According to the Center for Disease Control, over 90% of all illness and disease connected to stress, okay? If it picks up a neutral signal, it doesn't do anything, just keeps things as they are. If it picks up a positive love-based signal, then it starts releasing oxytocin, endorphins, peptides, all these wonderful things that give us loads of energy, great sleep. Our immune system comes up like the Hulk and starts healing everything that it needs to heal. All of that happens on whether the hypothalamus picks up a love-based positive or fear-based negative signal from our memories. Okay? What does that mean? It means that every issue at its root is a relationship issue. And if you prioritize it that way and heal those memories that are causing the fear-based responses, remember 50% of them at least are wrong. It's sending you a fear-based signal when there's no reason for it. And so instead of going into fight or flight once or twice a year, the average person's going into fight or flight 5 to 30 times a day over the weather, over the car not starting, those things we talked about with the experience simulator and going to get the pizza, okay? So when you prioritize, heal those memories, those relationship-based memories, ones you know about and ones you don't know about, it changes everything. It changes the switch in the brain to success. And all of a sudden, you've got positive emotions and you can't stop them if you want to. You've got positive feelings. You can't stop them if you want to. You're behaving positively, effortlessly. And it's like, how's this happening with no effort at all? Because it was never about willpower. It was about your programming. And you had the equivalent of computer viruses in your mind that were causing all of these seven deadly forces. Get those viruses off the computer, get the viruses out of your unconscious mind, and all these seven turn to positive, and you start seeing a life you've always dreamed of, but maybe better. Okay? Dr. Eric Nessler, Southwestern University. Oh, I'm sorry. Dr. Eric Nessler was at Harvard and NYU and said cellular memories are the cause of pain and almost any problem that you can have. Heal the cellular memory, get rid of the lie and untruth, and it will start to heal. Dr. Eric Nessler from Harvard was chairman of the department at Southwestern, and they did a study to find what is the source of cancer, what is the source of diabetes, what is the source of depression, what is the source of illness and disease. Because by far the number one answer in Western medicine has been, we don't know. I don't know why you got cancer and your twin brother didn't. Stress, genetics, stress and genetics, but basically, we don't know. So they did a study to see if they could find that, and they did. For many diseases, treatments today aren't much better than Band-Aids. They address a disease's symptoms, but not its source. Harnessing this knowledge offers the potential of really correcting the abnormality. And he goes on to say, it's going to make the difference once we figure out how to fix it in cancer or no cancer, great relationship or a bad one, happy or sad, virtually anything you can name in your life. And he said, we are naming the source, cellular memories. Well, just delete the word cellular. If you have memories in your unconscious, subconscious, conscious that have anger in them, unforgiveness, low self-worth, rejection, I can't do it, frustration, irritation, and a thousand other things, those signals are picked up by the hypothalamus and you're shifted into failure stress mode. And these seven deadly forces all get worse and worse and worse the longer you go with that. Fix the memory, and you're truly fixing it at the source. Now, this study was done in 2004, and they've not yet figured out how to fix it. I believe we have. The Harvard Grant study, kind of confirming that everything is about relationships. Here's the book. See how thick it is. From the Harvard Grant study, this is the study, and Dr. George Valiant at Harvard was the caretaker of this study. It was the largest study ever done on the human condition. Took, I believe, 75 years, about $20 million. The end result, the conclusion of all of that, and this is a direct quote, happiness equals love, full stop. Full stop meaning end of discussion. It's conclusive. If you have love, you get happiness, you get health, you get success, you get everything. Well, love is all about relationships. Love does not exist outside the context of relationships. Fear, the other mechanism in the brain, is the absence of love. And again, not externally, internally, in our unconscious, subconscious, and conscious, our programming. And those things that say we are not capable of love, we are not okay, we're not good enough, those are like the computer viruses. They're errors, lies. Those things are never true. Everyone's capable of love. Everyone is capable of success, at least their best success, which is what I want for you. So, happiness equals love. All right. This was an amazing thing to me. I think I've got this article here. If I can find it. Here it is. I was going through an airport and picked up a USA Today. Here it is. And on the front page, as you see, at the bottom of the page, is this article. Now, lots of studies in USA Today, but you almost never see a health-related study like this on the front page. Maybe the front page of the life section or the health section or whatever, but not the front page, front page. Very rarely. Well, I quickly found out why they put this on the front page. What they found in this very well done study over many years is that if your relationships are conflicted and stressful, including relationships that only exist in your mind now, because those people are deceased or you haven't had contact with them in a long time. So this is not just current. This is all current, past, when I was 5 years old, all of them, because the memories of all of those are inside. If you have memories and relationships that have conflict and stress in them, get this, you are 300% more likely to get a disease or illness and die by middle age than if you don't. Flipping it upside down, if your relationships have love, joy, peace in them, not conflict, not stress, you're 300% more likely to live healthy to old age. Okay? Well, ladies and gentlemen, in scientific studies like this, 10% is a big deal. 20%, wow. 75%, unheard of front page news. This is 300%. Whether you will live or die by middle age, or live to be healthy and happy to old age. And the only factor is the state of your relationships, both in your life and in the memories in your mind. We can show you how to fix those. And when you do, it makes a life or death difference. Then you're in the 300% living to old age and healthy. How'd you like that? I think we can help you with it. The five major emotions: conscious, mad, or patience; sad, joy, or happiness; afraid, or at peace. And then coming more from the unconscious, your unconscious subconscious, your generational issues passed down to you, hurt versus acceptance, and I'm good or I'm bad. And ladies and gentlemen, this is just about as simple as it gets. This is like five-year-old stuff. All of these things are largely determined by how and by those seven major forces, those seven deadly forces, if they are operating in you or not. If the seven deadly forces, or sometimes even one of them, are operating in you, then you get mad, sad, afraid, hurt, and I'm not good enough. If they're not operating in you, or if you fix them, which is what I want to help you do, then you have patience, joy, happiness, peace, acceptance, and you feel like, I'm good. I'm a good person. Or I can be, starting now, or whatever. And finally, the solution. What are we going to do? Well, it's taken me a lifetime to accumulate all these tools. Trilogy. All of the top healing energy-based modalities in the history of the world, going back to 1500 BC, 12 of them in 1 5-minute process that the initial testing indicates a 98% effectiveness in switching the brain state from stress to love, negative to positive, failure to success. Memory engineering and the release of my new book, The Holy Grail of Psychology, a 6-step, 10-minute process to change any memory at which is core programming. Remember, Southwestern was looking for the source of illness and disease. It's your memories. All right. Change your memories. You change everything. Rapid eye stress release takes about 20 seconds. Plugs in to the rapid eye portion of sleep when your unconscious mind is putting memories together, trying to resolve problems, etc., while you sleep. Extremely powerful, highly effective. And the love code, the greatest principle in the world that almost nobody knows. The only way I know to live where you're assured of long-term success no matter what happens. And addressing in all of these things, body, mind, and spirit, the whole being, all at the same time. So, that's it. What I would love to do is help you with the seven deadly forces in your life and eliminate every one of these. I believe it can be done in probably 40 days or less with most people, and I would love to do that with you. And we are going to work on everything that's related to all of these, your family issues, your health, your thoughts, your emotions, your feelings, all of the above. I believe it's going to be my life's work, which may not mean a lot to you, but it means a little bit to me, that I've taken about 35 years to get to the point, and I've just gotten here, where I have everything I need so that you can master the human condition in every way. Thank you so very much, and have a wonderful, blessed day. Okay, and now for the promotion related to Chris Atwood. This is what I'm going to teach them that they can start doing. So, let me teach you a simple mechanism you can start using today to start lowering your stress, pulling the lies and misinformation out of your memories, get the viruses off your internal hard drive. And this is so simple. You have a spot right here, which is right at the base of your skull. It's the soft spot right at the end of the hard spot, right in the middle of the back of your head. Well, behind there is your brainstem. Your brainstem and what it's connected to basically is your unconscious mind, where the great majority of this of the problems are and the solutions. And your unconscious is more than a million times more powerful than your conscious mind. So you've got one or more of these operating in your unconscious, and you think you're going to make a conscious willpower choice for success or to change a habit, or let me tell you, it's almost never going to happen. You're not going to win a million against one, all right? So you have to change. You have to pull out those lies. You have to change the unconscious, get the energy more and more positive until you can choose, all right? So that's basically your unconscious mind. Right here is your prefrontal cortex. And your prefrontal cortex and what it's connected to is basically your conscious mind. So unconscious, conscious. So what we're going to do, put your left palm over the brainstem and your right palm over the prefrontal cortex for about 30 seconds. And then after 30 seconds, reverse. Left palm on prefrontal cortex, right palm on brainstem for about another 30 seconds, and switch every 30 seconds, okay? You can do that for 5 minutes. You can do it for an hour, all right? And it doesn't have to be exactly 30 seconds, just kind of guesstimate. But before you do that, decide what you want to work on, all right? Let's say you have an issue with anger, or you have an issue with not being able to complete your project at work, or you have an issue with your spouse or a child, or you have a health issue, acid reflux or something like that, which I used to have. Well, decide what you want to work on, write it down, then determine, okay, when I think about that, what's the biggest negative emotion or feeling I have related to that? Which is the biggest negative emotion or feeling I have related to that? Then rate that 0 to 10. 0 being it doesn't bother you at all. 10 being it bothers you as much as possible. All right? Then I would say a simple, sincere prayer from your heart, asking that that be healed. All of the memories related to it, everything in your body related to it, healed completely and healed permanently. Or if you don't believe in prayer, make a request of your heart. Then just relax. Left hand brainstem, right hand prefrontal cortex, 30 seconds. After 30 seconds, reverse, 30 seconds. Keep doing that until the 0 to 10 on the emotion is below a 1. Now that may happen in one sitting, may take you 2 or 3 days where you come back and pick up, but do it until that's below a 1. When it's below a 1 and stays below a 1, you've just changed that memory. You've just pulled a lie out. You've just pulled untruth out. You've just gotten a hard drive virus out of your mind. And as you keep doing that, those 7 deadly forces are going to become disabled, and you're going to start having 7 positive things start happening that take you to your absolutely best life with positive emotions without effort, positive actions without effort, positive beliefs without effort. You're going to lean to the positive instead of the negative. Your experience simulator is going to tell you the truth. You're going to be in a non-stress brain state, and on and on and on. And yes, all of that can come from this one little simple exercise, and I've seen it for years. But anyway, I hope this makes you aware of the 7 deadly forces in your life and how maybe if you're not as happy, healthy, and successful as you like, it's not your fault. There's a reason for it. The solution is not trying harder. It's using the right tools to correct these things that have taken hundreds and millennia of years to really devolve and get gunked up. And we're malfunctioning and we don't even know it most of the time. But there is a solution. It's healing your memories, but we know how to do that now. So I hope this was helpful, and you have a wonderful, blessed day.